Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And joining us here is Joe D'Ambrosio.
And Chris Keating from the Hartford Courant, tweeting about college football last night. Did you stay up for the whole game?
Yeah, well, hey, you know, Clemson beat them pretty badly.
Oh.
It was amazing.
Took them to the woodshed and back again. It was unbelievable.
That was embarrassing. We haven't seen that in the Nick Saban era. That's
no.
Pretty bad stuff.
No, not at all. Well, the Ned Lamont era, nice segue, Joe, begins tomorrow afternoon at noon when he's sworn in at the Capitol and then his inauguration address. And you had an interesting conversation with him. It was in the Courant that says Ned's not going to waste his shot. What did he mean by that?
Yes, that was a reference to Hamilton. I guess a lot of people, some people have been to the Hamilton Broadway play, but that's a reference to Hamilton where he says he's not going to waste his shot. The whole famous Hamilton thing with Aaron Burr, and they had a duel of that nature. Lamont, going in, he's pretty incredibly relaxed. He's 65 years old. We talked about that a little bit, and I think he's ready to go. He knows it's not going to be simple, but he does seem to be ready for the job.
Hey, Chris, how much cooperation do you think he can get from the legislature? For example, the Democratic Party, the caucus, and basically in the House, it's pretty well split up. You got the progressives, then you got the traditional Democrats. Is he going to be able to get all these people in line?
I think at the beginning there'll definitely be a honeymoon period. I think he's probably got to capitalize on that no matter what. He will be able to get some things done. Generally, how the legislature works, as you know, you end up getting pieces of what you want.
Right, right.
So he will get pieces of what he wants. He'll get pieces of the budget. He'll get pieces of this and that. But it's amazing how things get molded and shaped like Play-Doh, I guess, and you only get a certain part of it.
What tone, Chris, do you think he has to set in his address tomorrow?
He's going to be talking about optimism. He is optimistic, but he's realistic at the same time. During the campaign, he was probably the most optimistic guy out of the bunch, if you think of it, depending how you look at it. But he was always saying, people are down in Connecticut, but they really should move a business here, yada, yada, yada. Whereas a lot of the other candidates were just talking about all the things that all the big problems they have.
Yeah, and quite frankly, Chris, that's kind of refreshing, actually. I mean, that he is positive, at least trying to be.
Yeah, well, with the poll ratings, I mean, Malloy had the lowest poll ratings in the nation of any governor, and I don't know, you hear about these different rankings of Connecticut being 46th or 49th, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's been a fair amount of depressing news.
Yeah. If you were advising him, what would you tell him to tackle first?
Well, I guess the budget. The budget has got to be done. I mean, all these other things are relatively small by comparison.
Right.
In other words,
right.
Legalize marijuana, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Getting the budget wrestled down is a big one. And Connecticut, as you know, and has been documented on your station, has had a lot of tough times, problems with the pensions being underfunded,
right.
et cetera. There's a lot of problems.
And Chris, as he was talking to you, and Joe and I had him on, when was it, Monday, I guess it was?
Friday.
And we were talking to him, and it said, the initial thing on tolls was, it's going to be trucks, okay? And then sometimes back channels you hear, well, maybe we'll have to do the whole thing. What are you hearing? I mean, does he still want to stick to the truck thing?
Well, yes, he does, but I think a lot of the legislators want to go all the way. In other words, if you're putting up those gantries, which are somewhat expensive, if you're going to put them up all the way across the highway, you might as well charge the cars too, is the thought process of some of the legislators. And then you do have a whole block of legislators that you can't forget who say tolls are just another tax and don't do them at all.
Yeah, and in fact, with us, the last thing he talked about was, let's look and see how the trucks work out, and then 5 years down the road, see if we change it. the bipartisanship has been pretty good in the House and Senate in the last couple of years, with the Democrats having more of a margin in both chambers. Do you see that changing at all?
Well, a lot of the players are the same. The only thing, the thing arguing against that would be the players are the same. And by that I mean Len Fasano and Themis Claridis have been the leaders all the way through. And Fasano actually has a pretty good relationship with Marty Looney in the Senate. And so these are known quantity people. It is true that the Democrats would have a better chance of just ignoring the Republicans right. going forward because they do have the wide margins.
Hey, can I ask you a question about your career?
Yeah.
I was reading your bio. So you know, Columbia University, School of Journalism, Fordham, blah, blah, blah. But you also worked for Greenwich Time for a while. And you
covered
police, politics, and polo?
Polo. I covered polo in the old days. Yes, yes. There's a lot of polo played in Greenwich. I actually had some pretty good knowledge of polo. The players from Argentina are the best in the world, and I would go to a bunch of polo matches and wrote about them. In those days, I don't know, recently, I remember a game was on CBS television.
Oh, my.
Like 10,000 people there in Greenwich.
Wow.
10,000 people, which is, you know, they brought in portable stands.
God.
A quick 30-second story. One of the games was going to be rained out, okay? So normally in polo, you fall down and you have these horses running 40 miles an hour and you'd be in big trouble. Yeah. What did they do? You have to dry the field. They brought in helicopters.
Nice.
And had them hover over the field and kept spinning the rotors over and over to dry the field.
You can only do that in Greenwich.
Yeah, really.
Nobody else can afford it. The versatile Chris Keating from the Hartford Courant. Will you be going tomorrow? Will you be going to the events?
Oh yeah,
of
yeah.
the day?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there when Bicewicz is sworn in the morning. That's in the state senate at about 10, and then I'll be in the armory when Lamont is sworn in. Yes.
Good. How many does this make for you, Chris?
25 sessions, believe it
or
not. Wow. 25 sessions. Ken Dixon and Sue Haig are right up there too, but. Wow. Yeah, I've been there most of the time, 98% of the time since Weicker.
Right. Perfect. Hey, thanks, Chris. We always appreciate it.
All right. Good luck. Thanks.
Right, it's Chris Keating. Good guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.